This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Okay, folks, fill up those coffee cups because it is time for the puzzle. And joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Hey, Rachel.
Okay, so you had us thinking about classic movies last week. Remind us, what was the challenge last week?
Yes, I said, write the words lead pencil in capital letters, then add a stroke to one letter, and rearrange the result to name a classic movie. And let me ask you, Rachel, do you ever, do you try these puzzles?
Oh, you're totally putting me on the spot. Okay, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I didn't try this one.
Okay. Well, if you add a stroke to the P to make it an R, you can rearrange the letters to get Cinderella.
Of course you can. Okay, so almost 1,400 of you sent in the correct answer, and a randomly selected winner this week is Nick Bacon of New York City. He joins us now on the phone. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Okay, so you a big Disney movie fan? How'd you figure this one out?
Actually, I figured the only letter you could change was the P by adding a stroke, and I then, because I do the Daily Telegraph crossword where there's lots of anagrams, I just put the letters randomly in a circle, and the name Cinderella just sort of leapt at me.
Just popped out at you. So the Daily Telegraph being the paper from the UK?
Yes, yeah.
So you get lots of practice puzzling.
Well, they use a lot of anagrams in their cryptic puzzle. So.
And what do you do in New York?
My main job is I'm a night shift concierge in a high-end apartment building, but outside of that, I also do some work as a background actor, character model, and I'm an auxiliary law enforcement officer with both NYPD and the Parks Department Mounted Patrol.
So you ride horses?
Yeah.
You're one of those people we see riding around Central Park, maybe?
That's correct, yeah. If you see the old guy with a mustache on a big horse, that's me.
Very cool. Okay, well, sounds like you've got a very diverse skill set. We'll see if you can put them all to use for today's puzzle. You ready to do this, Nick?
I am ready, yes.
Okay, Will, let's play.
All right, Nick and Rachel, it's a puzzle called Characteristic Initials. Each clue is a two- or three-word description of a famous person, past, present, or fictional, in which the initial letters of the description are also the initials of the person.
Huh.
For example, given the clue Motown great, you would say Marvin Gaye.
Okay, I've got it. Nick, do you have it?
Yep.
Number one is Noted Wordsmith.
Noted Wordsmith.
And for this, you want to think of a classic dictionary maker.
Oh, Webster.
I
can't think of his first name. Norman Webster?
Not Norman, but there you go. There's
guy
your
with
clue.
The Ark?
Oh, Noah Webster.
Yeah.
Noah Webster is it. Chicken seller.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders is it. Meddled swimmer. That's M-E-D-A-L-E-D. Meddled swimmer.
Meddled.
Mark Spitz.
That's it. Mark Spitz.
Ooh, good.
Political songwriter. Most famous for writing protest songs in the 60s.
Oh, Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger's right. I also would have accepted Paul Simon.
Paul Simon is what I was thinking, yeah.
How about suffragist's best advocate?
Suffragist's best advocate. It's obviously somebody that did votes for women.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
She's famous because we always put her middle initial in there, right?
That's right. And her picture, I think, is on a dollar coin. Or was on a dollar coin.
The only suffragette I can think of, I'm afraid, is Mrs. Pankhurst.
Yeah.
How about Susan B. Anthony?
Susan B. Anthony, is it? How about Yankee baseballer?
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra, good. Political reverend.
Political reverend, that's, I don't know, I think of it's Jesse Jackson, which doesn't work.
Political reverend.
And as you probably guess, this is a noted televangelist.
Need some help on this one.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson is it. How about falsetto vocalist? Famous vocalist with a falsetto.
Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli is it. Hiawatha writer lecturer.
Hiawatha writer lecturer?
Right, so you're looking for HWL.
Oh.
Hiawatha, I know, is a Native American.
That's right.
Was it a poem or a book?
It was a long poem. It is a long poem.
I honestly don't know. I can't think of the name of it.
Henry, do you know this one, Rachel?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
That's it. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Mayoral billionaire.
Is that me, Michael Bloomberg?
That's it. Comics boy.
Comics?
No, I never really got into comics.
it's an old American.
Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Charlie Brown, I knew you knew this. And here's your last one. Egg bringer.
Egg bringer?
Uh-huh. Who brings eggs? once a year.
Oh.
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny is it.
That was hard. Nick, well done.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it much more than I thought I was going to. I've been sitting here biting my fingernails down to the elbow.
Oh, it was great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, what's your public radio station, Nick?
I'm a monthly sustaining member of WNYC.
Nick Bacon of New York City, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Jim Cohen of Hartsdale, New York. Think of a common five-letter word in two syllables. Change the middle letter to the preceding letter of the alphabet, and you'll get a familiar five-letter word in three syllables. What words are these? So again, a familiar five-letter word in two syllables. Change the middle letter to the preceding letter of the alphabet, and you'll get a five-letter word in three syllables. What words are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And because of the Thanksgiving holiday, our deadline for entries this week is Wednesday, November 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, we're moving our deadline this week to Wednesday, November 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.